Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, July the 10th, 2020. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 15 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which you will find on my Podbean page, over to the left, under the heading Links. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. Well, we are going to start with a question of really whether we are looking at a boom period ahead, or it is the doom that I say it is. No one knows how and when this climate crisis, this climax of a crisis, will play out. But the acceleration towards America's rendezvous with destiny is in motion. And I have predicted a second civil war, which may very well already have started. So that's quite a long piece and quite serious, so hopefully you will enjoy it. Then I'm going to talk a little bit about luck and skill. A lot of material has been written about games of skill, but very little has been written about games of luck. Well, I give you 3 ways you can attract more luck into your lives. So get ready to enjoy a little wisdom, hopefully. Well, surprisingly enough, a third of the people in the United Kingdom claimed they've enjoyed the coronavirus lockdown so far, according to a new study that tracked the emotions of more than 70,000 people during the past 14 weeks. A few statistics, rather interesting. I think you will enjoy it. Then it's time to talk about Hong Kong, about the particularly in terms of the new national security law that came into force last week, which prohibits what China describes broadly as secession, subversion, terrorism, and collusion with foreign forces, with up to life in prison for offenders. So you might want to keep up to date with a little bit of what goes on there. Then the next segment deals with police, and I talk about how the concept of policing has changed in America. And it's quite interesting that those policemen who previously accepted their task of confronting protesters and rioters have now started to call in sick en masse, or even walk away from their jobs entirely. So the original concept is not going down well. So then we will finish the show with a little talk about centrism, moderate, mainstream people, and there are frankly none of them left in the tight alliance of nations. The mainstream media brings on John Bolton as an expert analysis. Well, if John Bolton really is their expert, then I try to wonder what real analysis is like, which is of a less hard-line nature than that particular evil individual. I think once you've heard this particular segment, you will understand why I say that we've really passed the point of no return. So for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write something like sample shows. I'll take care of the rest, and I hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will hopefully help you to make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So feel free, select any 3 shows from my Podbean archives, and if you don't have any preference, I strongly recommend the latest 3 shows. All my shows deal with current events to a greater or lesser degree, and the current events are going to be more fresh in your minds, which will in turn give you a greater opportunity to see how I treat them in the show. So let me quickly give you my contact information, my email address, which you will need to order the shows, which is, by the way, on my Podbean page at the top, but nevertheless, you might want to write it down. rwlmartin1@aol.com. That's my initials, my name, and the number 1. rwlmartin1@aol.com. I have also a Facebook and a Twitter page. My Facebook page deals with matters a little bit short on what I need for a full segment in my show. So they are free, so you can find them at www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. That's all one word, lowercase, no spaces, no punctuation, all the way through, Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. And a Twitter page I keep up to date as much as I can with some one-liners, which you will find by going to www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. That's my initials and the name Wake Up Call. Again, all one word, no spaces, no punctuation, all lowercase. RMWakeUpCall. All right, and with that, ladies and gentlemen, I shall wish you a wonderful weekend because it is Friday. This is Richard Martin of the Wake Up Call, back at you again on Monday with another synopsis. Until then, take care of yourselves. Bye-bye.